I think I'm being very primitive in my makeshift studio in Kolkata, talking into my recorder under a blanket. But that's nothing compared to what singers like Gauhar Jaan had to go through, says singer Shonak Chatterjee.
They literally used to have to thrust their head inside those horns when they were singing. So it's not a very comfortable and convenient thing to do in, especially compared to today's digitized recording era.
I'm just taping dispatches. 100 years ago, Gauhar Jaan was singing without microphones. She craned her head into a horn fitted on the wall and screamed as loudly as she could to make a stylus vibrate at the other end and cut etches on a shellac record. No wonder she sounds a little shrill. Over a century later, this is Sandeep Roy, listening to her in Kolkata, thanks to a writer named Vikram Sampath. He's the driving force behind the project to archive and digitize the lost sounds of India. He told Next Big What TV, the gramophone democratized music.
Because till the time the gramophone came in 1902, musical concerts, especially say classical music concerts, were the preserve, as you mentioned, only of the rich, the royalty, the nobility.
But in the 21st century, the gramophone itself is archaic. So thousands of records are gathering dust in attics and flea markets. History sold by the kilo to the old goodswala. Sampath and his team have been painstakingly collecting and cleaning and digitizing the lost sounds of India, at last count some 12,000 records. The archive of Indian music isn't just music. There's clips of theatre, Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore reciting a poem, and the one and only record Gandhi ever made.
There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything.
Shonak Chatterjee, who is a trustee, says they don't just want to build a big library. That already exists.
The All India Radio is supposed to have one. They have a huge collection in their possession. But one problem is that these recordings are not accessible to the public. They're all lying there, absolute masterpieces and very useful documents. But we do not get to know anything about them. We do not know what they are, how we can listen to them. They are completely locked.
These recordings are going up on SoundCloud on archiveofindianmusic.org, so anyone can access them anywhere.
I personally am listening to songs of Angur Bala Devi and Indu Bala Devi more extensively after I became a part of this whole project. And it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, their throw of voice, so robust, so powerful, so accurate.
The backstories are even more colorful, like Janki Bai, also named Chappan or 56, because she apparently had 56 scars on her face thanks to a spurned lover. 56 ways to leave your lover. Indian music was always less about the written notation and more about the guru.
If I may use a little phrase from our language, wo khan saab aisa gaya karte the. Some great artists used to sing this raga in this way. So we have heard about that. Now maybe we can get to hear actually how he did sing it, how he did pronounce a certain word, how he did maybe apply certain notes, or how he interpreted a certain ragas. Because our music is absolutely, it's non-written music. It's improvisation based.
Now, thanks to the archive of Indian music, gurus long dead get a new incarnation up in the SoundCloud. And I will never complain about my makeshift tent studio anymore. At least I don't have to shout and stay in tune. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.